Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. A new contamination record has been reached with more than 500,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. The number of hospitalised patients has also crossed the symbolic bar of 30,000, which is a first since the end of April last year. The hospitalisation figures are expected to endure until at least mid-March. The vaccination campaign for 5 to 11-year-olds is moving slowly and only 3.8% of children have received an injection since December 22nd. As a result, the Ministry of Health has decided that the consent of just a single parent will now suffice. Emmanuel Macron has promised a response in the event of an invasion of Ukraine by Russia and has warned that the cost will be, I quote, very high. The head of state made this statement last night after an interview in Berlin with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. However, discussions are still being had and the President of the Republic will speak on the telephone with Vladimir Putin on Friday. A meeting of diplomatic advisers will take place in Paris today in the presence of France, but also Germany, Ukraine and Russia. A scandal around the retirement homes of the Orpea Group. The organisation has been accused of mistreating residents, according to journalist Victor Castanet in his book Les Fossoyeurs, which comes out today. According to the organisation's employees, elderly people are sometimes left for days without receiving care in order to reduce costs. The management continues to deny this. The government announced last night that it intends to summon the general manager of Orpea to clarify this matter. Florent Pagny will not complete his 60th birthday tour. The singer yesterday announced that he has lung cancer. He has therefore cancelled all upcoming concerts, but has reassured fans that all tickets will be refunded. You've been listening to The Morning News on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen.